The two biggest problems with Donut's puddle jumper spell was the cooldown and the mana cost. Once cast, she couldn't do it again for 5 hours, which meant once she was in that room, she couldn't teleport out. Secondly, it cost 20 mana points. She only had 26 mana, and while she had plenty of mana restoration potions, she still had that awful 2-minute cooldown between potions. Her points were restoring themselves more and more quickly, but it was still too slow to count on it for combat. She was going to be woefully underpowered, so if something went wrong, and something always went wrong, the only thing she had going for herself was her speed. We decided I would stay behind during this part of the assault. With my extra fairy aggro, we weren't certain what would happen if we both showed ourselves. The plan was simple, but it made me nervous, mostly because I didn't have any control. This was my idea, but the cat was doing all the heavy lifting.
If you get in trouble, I'll toss a smoke bomb. Just jump and run, okay?
Okay. Let's do this.
We moved back to the corner, peering around the edge. Donut cast her spell, which had a 10-second countdown. She flashed, her form starting to fade until she disappeared. She reappeared at the far end of the room, right between two Laminac fairies. She started rapidly speaking with them as all the Clericons in the room jumped to their feet and turned to attack. The soccer mom fairies were winged. Therefore, Donut had the ability to turn their dots white, removing their hostility. The problem was that only 2 of them were the airborne-type fairies. The other 40 or so were not. We were hoping Donut could talk to the 2 fairies using her charm like she did with the goblins. The fairies would then tell their subordinates not to attack Donut. From my side of the room, I could see that the 2 fairies had thankfully fallen under Donut's charm. I couldn't hear what they were saying, but like the goblins, they'd been turned right away. One of the fairies yelled at the Clericons, speaking in Syndicate standard.
Get back to work! This is a client, not an enemy!
The dozens of monsters looked at each other and reluctantly returned to their stations. But all of them kept their eyes on Donut, all grumbling and looking uneasy. Donut.
Carl, their dots aren't turning white! Only the 2 fairies!
Carl. Okay, we planned for this. Don't wait. Go for Plan B. Donut.
It is called Plan Pied Piper, not Plan B.
Carl. God damn it, Donut. Just be careful. Despite her charisma being an outstanding 43, we still didn't know how well this whole charm thing worked. It was clear she wasn't some sort of walking mind control goddess. At least not with monsters that were programmed to dislike her. As with everything else, there was more to it, a hidden balance I couldn't see. It worked great with white dots, but getting the dots white was still a mystery. But that was okay. We'd prepared for this contingency. Instead of talking them into giving us all the moonshine, we had Plan B. Plan Pied Piper. Donut confidently stepped into the room, walking in my direction. She kept a wide distance from the toxic Clericons, but she headed toward me. The 2 fairies followed. Sparkles trailed in the air as they bobbed up and down.
It's just horrible. It's like someone came in and slaughtered them all. I, for one, was devastated. At first, I thought it was one of those filthy crawlers, but then I saw one of the dogs with the painted faces. The dingoes.
The kobolds? Why would the kobolds attack us? We get along fine with the kobolds.
Come see.
Donut looked about the room.
All of you should come.
They need to stay and work.
The pudgy fairy swept her hair out of her eyes. Both of them wore an inverted bob haircut. The one doing the speaking wore what looked like a pantsuit made out of leaves. The other was in a dress made of the same materials. Donut stopped and looked directly at the fairy.
No, they should come too. All of them.
Everybody, come on. We're taking a break.
What?
Just come. The princess wants to show us something.
I pulled away from the corner and rushed down to the next chamber. In the center were 3 dead Clericons. We hadn't firebombed this room, though one of them had been zombified. I moved into the next hall down, just outside of the room. Like with most of these rooms, the entranceway was a small room of its own, like a foyer with a raised, rounded ceiling. A pair of brindle grubs were in the hall further down, inching their way toward the corpses. Jesus, these things were everywhere. I rushed over and stomped them both down and returned to the foyer. I waited for Donut to Pied Piper the group into the chamber. Carl. Donut, I am in place. Donut.
We are coming! Here, look at this. Just look.
She gave the dead monsters a wide berth, walking into the chamber.
Come, everybody, gather around. Take a look.
I could hear them crowding into the room as I leaned against the wall, hidden behind the entrance to the next hallway down. I pulled two boom jugs from my inventory and held one in each hand.
This was not a dingo attack. One of them has been hit with necromancy magic.
No. Come look at this, Caroline. It's in the hallway over here. Tell your workers to stay here. It'll be good for them to look at what happens to those who don't, work hard or something.
Okay. All right, everybody. What I need you to do is just stay calm for a moment. I need you to stay right here. I have to go somewhere. Please don't look too hard. It's very disturbing, I know.
Donut and the two fairies floated into the dark foyer, moving past me. Donut stopped just as the two fairies noticed me standing there.
What's this?
The pantsuit fairy floated away with surprise. She was smaller than I realized, no bigger than a crow. The laminac looked just like a miniature 40-something woman. She carried no weapons.
Carl, I'd like you to meet Caroline and Max. It's okay, ladies. Carl needs to show you something.
They were looking down at the pair of jugs in my hands.
Where did you get this? And what did you do to our product?
Let me show you. I mentally clicked activate on both the torches, stepped to the side to the room's entrance, and I tossed both jugs in at the group of 40 monsters stupidly staring back at us. The hands of the pantsuit fairy started glowing red just as Donut leaped into the air and snagged the laminac like she was catching a bird. The cat's crupper jingled and poofed out like a skirt as she fell. Donut clasped the fairy between two claws as she chomped down. She shook her head, breaking the fairy's neck. The second fairy zipped up to the ceiling of the entrance hall, lightning fast, out of reach. I swiped at her, trying to catch her in the air. Damn it. I wanted to kill them without hurting their fragile little bodies.
Not fair, not fair. We were going to move down to the third floor.
Her hands also glowed red, and she fired a magic missile right at me. It hit me square in the chest, and I flew backward, slamming onto my back, sliding a few feet into the room with the raging inferno.
Warning, damage enhanced.
It felt as if I'd been kicked by a damn horse. My vision flashed red, this time a health warning. I felt broken bones in my chest just as the searing heat threatened to catch my hair on fire. I clicked a healing potion as I scrambled to my feet. My chest crackled as it mended itself. I pulled myself back into the hall, out of the raging heat, the breath still knocked out of me. The plan, Plan B at least, had gone off without a hitch until now. The fairy remained up on the ceiling, shooting magic missiles down at the cat, who was doing a much better job at dodging them. After a moment, the fairy seemed to run out of mana. She was trapped as long as Donut and I each guarded one of the doors to the foyer. You can jump that high, can't you?
Probably. Or I can hit her with magic missile. I have much better aim than she does. I can hit her with a 3 power, and it probably won't hurt her body too much. She's level 6 after all.
Missile her if she runs. I pulled the slingshot out of my inventory. It took 10 shots before I hit her. The rock caught her in the wing, and she dropped a few feet before recovering. Her health barely went down. She was a quick little fucker.
She's going to regenerate her mana before you get her. Hurry up, or I'm going to do it.
I aimed and fired, trying to anticipate where she was going to be. The rock clipped her in the wing again, and she dropped again. Donut leaped into the air, caught her before she could recover, and they hit the ground.
Honestly, Carl,
Must I do all the work?
I'm training. I indicated the room behind me, where I'd received experience for killing 40 monsters all at once. Besides, I just hit level 11.
Me too, actually.
My slingshot skill remained at 3, but my aiming skill went up to 4. Both of the fairies dropped 25 gold pieces, and each had 5 brochures in their inventory. The description said their essence was valuable, but the only thing that remained was their bodies.
Laminac Rev-Up Consultant Elite Corpse. Alchemy material.
Damn it. I'd been hoping they would just drop potions. Something to protect us against the taint disease. Donut didn't want the corpses in her inventory, so I took them both. When I pulled them in, their bodies disappeared, but their clothes and wings remained on the ground. I took those too, and we headed back toward the filling room.
We didn't get a good potion, but that was still pretty awesome. My first solo mission. I bet I'd be fine crawling this dungeon all by myself.
Still, I couldn't help but feel like an asshole. The feeling wasn't as bad as I'd felt after the whole thing with the goblin babies, but there was something inherently distasteful about using Donut's charm ability to kill things. Yes, these were monsters that wouldn't hesitate about killing us. But like with the goblins, once Donut turned them neutral, we saw a part of their personalities one didn't normally see with monsters. We were going to move down to the 3rd floor. Jesus. Her voice had been filled with such longing. Such despair. I remembered what Mordecai had said, that the mobs in deeper levels weren't going to be as sympathetic. I really hoped so. I needed to remember who the real enemies were. The Syndicate. Borant. The Kuateen. I felt bad about killing monsters who were nothing more than pawns. But the fact was, we needed to get as strong as we could. It was us or them.
You're not going to break me.
What?
Nothing. We walked into the large room. I went to work grabbing all the empty and full jugs I could. I grabbed another 2 tables, including one called an alchemy workstation. By the time we were done, we had 80 empty jugs and another 60 full ones. I decided against filling the empty jugs with the moonshine from the tub. The metal container was bolted to the ground, so I couldn't take the whole thing, and I feared just touching the liquid would have some sort of nasty effect, like blinding me. Or worse. The liquid continued to drip in from the next room over. The door to the boss chamber looked like the entrance to some sort of community center. It had "Live, Laugh, Love" written on the top of the door in little cut-out wooden letters. Under that was a schedule of events. The next event scheduled was for noon on the day after the collapse. It read, "Good news, everyone. Little Brianne Lynn has the chicken pox. Potluck pox party here at noon. No peanuts. Let's get that immunity."
I think we should probably just leave this boss alone. There might be more kids in there. And if there's a moonshine still, it'll probably blow up just as easy as that goblin engine. We only have 1 hobgoblin detonator left, and I don't want to waste it if we don't have to. If we just toss dynamite or a boom jar in there, we might not get away in time. I bet the explosion will be big. It's not worth it to just go in there and fight face to face. Not when we don't have a real defense against that taint debuff. We don't know how many of those things there will be.
I was afraid Donut was going to protest. But she didn't. We moved to the corner of the room. I pulled the "Rev Up Smoothies, Invigorating" banner off the wall. It was made of a cotton-like cloth. I put it in my inventory as I moved to investigate the 2 stationary bicycles. A pulley ran from the tire to a small, flat platform welded onto the front of the bike. A little black segmented wheel, no bigger than a half-dollar coin, sat in the middle of the platform. Weird. I noticed a pair of dust-covered wooden boxes tucked away in the corner. I picked one up, and the top slid off. I examined the contents. It was filled with empty, clinking glass containers with screw-on lids.
The box held 12 of them. Also shoved into the box was another similar black lid with little blades on it. I examined the little lid using the tooltips.
Oh, I see. It's a blender. A bicycle-powered blender. It looks like it hasn't been used at all.
I pulled one of the glass tubes out and unscrewed the cover. I could screw the bladed cover onto the glass and pop the whole thing onto the platform. If I turned the pedals on the small bike, it'd turn the blades, supposedly blending whatever was in the glass. Then I could flip it over, remove the bladed cover, and replace it with the original top, leaving me with a glass bottle of whatever I decided to blend. Like a smoothie. We had something similar, though not bicycle-powered, in our apartment. I peeked in the second box, and this one only held 6 glasses instead of 12. The bladed part of the blender was missing. A sheet of paper sat in the box, and I pulled it free.
Rev up, immunity smoothie recipe.
Oh, holy crap. No wonder they discontinued this. Gross.
What?
This is all game setup.
I started putting all the items into my inventory. One of the bikes was bolted to the ground, but the second wasn't. I picked it up and pulled it in.
You're supposed to find this and make the recipe. If you make the smoothie, you'll have immunity from the taint debuff and something called the vigorous measles. And then you'll have the proper protection to fight the boss. It's really gross, though. I think we should just take these...
The door to the boss room blasted open. A pair of pink tentacles, each at least 15 feet long, reached out, swaying into the room. Each octopus-like tentacle was covered with mouths, dozens of them. Each mouth was wide, big around as a frisbee, but human-shaped with bright red human lips. There were no eyes or other facial features, just a cacophony of screaming voices, saying nothing. Just screaming. At the far end of the chamber where we'd walked in, bars dropped down, locking up the room.
What the hell?
I backed against the wall.
This isn't a boss chamber!
New achievement! Wait, bosses can leave their rooms? Welcome to the second floor, bitches! Reward? This shit plays great on the recap episode if you scream loud enough. Maybe you'll make the show.